This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Japan's Chief Cabinet Secretary Hirokazu Matsuno is expressing concern about what he called provocative actions by North Korea as it launched two ballistic missiles toward its eastern waters in its second show of force this week.
As we have stated in the past, we think there is a possibility that North Korea will step up further provocative actions, including missile launches and conducting nuclear tests.
The missile launches come as South Korea and the United States are conducting their largest joint military drill in years in 2 days after North Korea test fired what it called two strategic cruise missiles from a submarine the day before. The Biden administration has announced an extension for Ukrainians who fled the U.S. or fled to the U.S. after Russia invaded their homeland, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
South Korea says North Korea has test-launched a ballistic missile toward its eastern waters. The country's Joint Chiefs of Staff said the launch was made Tuesday morning, but did not offer further details.
Meanwhile, a Russian delegation has talks with senior U.N. officials and says Moscow is ready to accept an extension to a grain export deal that has helped bring down global food prices amid the war with Ukraine. But it said it would accept only a 60-day extension as the Kremlin holds out for changes to how the arrangement is working. The United Nations and Turkey brokered a deal between the two warring countries in July that allows Ukraine to ship food and fertilizer from three Black Sea ports. The 120-day agreement, which helped take some of the sting out of rising global food prices, was renewed last November. That extension expires on Saturday. The UN said it notes Russia's announcements. This is VOA News. The leaders of the United States, Australia, and Britain on Monday unveiled details of a plan to provide Australia with nuclear-powered attack submarines, a major step involving investment of hundreds of billions of dollars aimed at countering China's ambitions in the Indo-Pacific. More from Reuters' Gillian Kitchener.
AUKUS. It's an unusual name, AUKUS, but it's a powerful entity.
U.S. President Joe Biden, flanked by the leaders of Australia and the United Kingdom, hailed an agreement to provide Australia with nuclear-powered attack submarines in a major push to stunt Chinese ambitions in the Indo-Pacific.
AUKUS has one overriding objective, to enhance the stability of the Indo-Pacific amid rapidly shifting global dynamics.
At a U.S. naval base in San Diego, Biden on Monday laid out the so-called AUKUS plan.
And with more on the AUKUS plan, VOA's Anita Powell.
Biden stressed that the deal concerns nuclear propulsion, not arms, and the leaders pledged to adhere to their nuclear non-proliferation agreements. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese said the deal, which could cost nearly $150 billion, will create jobs and boost innovation and research. Anita Powell, VOA News, Washington.
And British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has pledged to increase UK funding by £5 billion over the next 2 years in response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine and the challenge posed by China. The increase is part of the major update to the UK foreign defense policy, but it is less than military officials wanted. The extra money will be used in part to replenish Britain's ammunition stocks depleted from supplying Ukraine in its defense against Russia. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's political allies are pressing ahead with a plan to overhaul the judiciary. The coalition advanced a bill on Monday that would protect the long-serving leader from calls that he be removed from office over corruption charges that he faces. The government has pledged to plow ahead with the legal changes despite widespread opposition. Steps are the latest in a series of legislation seen by critics as concentrating power in the governing coalition's hands. They say the measures will erode Israel's systems of checks and balances and undermine democracy. Netanyahu and his ultra-nationalist and religious coalition allies have pledged to plow ahead. In a late-night vote, it moved forward a bill that would protect Netanyahu from calls to oust him. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.